Wait a second. This doesn't sound right. I think it's missing something. Here, let's try this again.
We are live from the ASRC. It is the final home game of the regular season for these Hilltoppers. Thank you for joining us on the West Liberty Sports Network. I am Todd Olive, joined by EJ Strodzinski. EJ.
That sounds much better. Todd Olem was born and raised in the Wheeling area, Fulton, to be exact. He says his childhood was like any normal childhood, playing sports with every kid on the street and growing up with a family that was obsessed with sports. Living an hour away from Pittsburgh also means you live, eat, and breathe every sports team. Todd has always said he has been a Penguins fan since the day he was born. He was like every other kid growing up, playing sports like football and hockey, with his parents right by his side the entire way. But when it came time to go off to college, Todd had a difficult time wondering if it was really for him.
WVU, I was a comm major, but it was not broadcast at all. It was basically like Ryan McCullough, the comm theory type of classes, that's all it was. Didn't graduate from WVU, came home back to Wheeling after I left Morgantown, worked for maybe a year and a half, 2 years, coached grade school football as well with some buddies, and decided I had to go back to school, decided communications again at West Liberty just because that's what I had done at WVU, not realizing that there was a broadcast side to it because it was last second that I even signed up for classes here, which is crazy to think about, that it was just on a whim that I signed up to go back to school. And it turned into this. But just that whole transition, that was rough. It wasn't fun to come back with your tail between your legs, not graduating. But I guess it was a blessing in disguise. It kind of ended up where I needed to be at that point in time. So it's how I look at it. It was a rough point for a couple years, but it all worked out.
When Todd came to West Liberty, he chose broadcasting. Not for TV, but for radio. He's called many football and basketball games for the campus radio station 91.5 WGLZ.
Are you ready for Hilltopper football? The crushing hits, the spectacular catches, and your friends telling you about the game because you missed it? Well, don't worry. 91.5 WGLZ will be broadcasting all Hilltopper football games live, giving up to the second details of the game. Also, check out our live stream of the
game.
Got
to call a lot of games. Started off as color commentary. Just one of my buddies did the play-by-play. I was new here, but he knew I liked football and basketball and all kinds of sports, so he asked if I wanted to jump in and be color commentator while he did play-by-play. I did. He graduated the year after that, so I kind of took over the play-by-play stuff, and it just kind of went from there.
Todd then graduated from West Liberty University with a degree in broadcasting. He got a job at a local radio station before getting a call to be a producer for WLU-TV-14.
I was offered a job up here with the TV crew, which is funny because I didn't do a whole lot with the TV crew as a student. So to be asked by Teresa to come help out as a producer was something I wasn't expecting. And that worked out because I did that for about 3 years before I got the job as play-by-play. And I got to learn so much just seeing behind the scenes and understanding the stuff that goes on. So when there are problems, I might get frustrated, but I understand because I've been there. It's not like I'm sitting there wondering, why did this happen? What is going on? I know why it happened, and I know what's going on in the truck. So it makes it a little bit easier.
After a few seasons being a producer for the station, Todd was then offered the position of play-by-play announcer. From then on, Todd would have a significant impact on the production crew and the students. Jared Thompson, a former producer for the station, explains why he thinks the position means so much to him.
As the voice of the Hilltoppers, or the Voth, as we call it, that's a pretty big role to play. And I think, aside from just being the Voth and being the voice for the TV station with athletic events, he works really well with students, and he really does care about the position. He cares about teaching the students and giving them opportunities that, you know, he got a little bit of as a student, but I think he wants to see more opportunities for them than what he actually experienced, which is incredible.
Oski looking Brown's direction. Now it's Shives.
gets it to her. Back to Olkoski. Down low to Marissa Brown. Pass is tipped away. Olkoski gets it back. Back to Marissa Brown. Shot. Good. And what opportunity coming up for Brown. With 7 seconds left, the Lady Toppers can take the lead.
Todd has a significant impact on the students. I can even tell you from experience that this is very true. Kyle Patrick, a student who works very closely with Todd, can also tell you that Todd's teachings and ways will always stay with him, even when he leaves West Liberty for good.
Todd's the voice of the Hilltoppers, so, I mean, he is, you know, he is the voice that, you know, everybody hears, you know, during, for our productions and everything like that, so he is kind of the main thing of, you know, everything that we do as a student, so I think he is very important, but he's also, a lot of people don't see a lot of things he does behind the scenes with, you know, helping out everybody and helping out students with their projects and doing, you know, things that a lot of people wouldn't really do, but he goes out of his way to help a lot of us. I mean, no matter where my career takes me, I mean, Todd's, you know, he's done so much for me of, you know, my getting me to be a better broadcaster and giving me a lot of tips that I'm going to use throughout my whole entire career. So I'll never forget what Todd did for me here at West Liberty.
Griffin into the paint, dunks it home!
Todd is just one of those people that never wants to leave anyone out. He is always making sure everyone knows what they are doing and is always willing to teach someone if they are having trouble. This makes Todd stand out among the others who have had this position. People who are willing to be on air and not help the students. Todd understands what this position means, and he also knows that people make mistakes.
So, knowing that we're dealing with a bunch of students. They're not professionals. I will never expect perfection. I don't expect perfection out of myself very often, so I can't expect that from anybody else. And that's why it makes it a lot easier to work here, knowing that it's a student crew. So if something does mess up, hey, not a big deal because I'm not exactly perfect at this either.
Todd's understanding of a student production crew makes the atmosphere at games feel more at ease. And that was one of the reasons why Teresa Gretchen, station leader for WLU-TV14, hired Todd. She knew that he was always reliable and was willing to help students with whatever they needed. It also helps that Todd is always willing to make friendships along the way while working for the station.
Well, that's the unique thing about the crew is you can't just be co-workers because you spend so much time together. So you end up becoming friends and sometimes even family. And Todd and I's relationship has really grown, and I know that I can trust Todd to do certain things, and Todd knows he can trust me to do certain things. But if either of us need help, we know that we can also reach out to each other for help. But he has added so much to the crew, his sports knowledge, his professionalism, and I think too, the way that he works with students is a huge factor, because you can be the best producer in the world, not have a rapport with the students, and it just, you know, that ruins it.
Todd says he is not the type of person to think about the future. But one thing is for sure, that no matter if he is at West Liberty or anywhere else, he will always take the job on full force and help out in any way he can. Being able to work with Todd myself and seeing how he works was truly a remarkable experience, and I hope he continues to do what he does here for many years to come.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you to all the students on the student crew. There you see the Toppers Mountaineers Conference champions. Thank you to the students. Thank you to Jared Thompson in the truck. Thank you, Kyle, for being here. And thank you at home for watching. I am Todd Ollum. Until the next time on the West Liberty Sports Network.